The mindset shift that changed my life. What is mindset? Mindset is the frame or the lens through which you see yourself and you see the world. Now, you have learned to see yourself a certain way. When you grew up, you went up through school, you had your influences from your parents, your friends, other family members, what you listen to on the news or the radio, and all of this has shaped or molded you to see yourself a certain way. On top of that, you've had a bunch of experiences in your life through which you have taken meanings from, because your brain is always looking to make up meanings from what happens in your life. And I know growing up that I had certain beliefs and ways that I saw myself that were limiting me. And we need to break free of that. Now, what separates people that keeps people stuck versus becoming very successful in their life and happy, I believe, is whether you focus more on the outcome and get super attached to the outcome, or if you can actually enjoy the process along the way. I used to be very attached to the outcome. So if I didn't get what I wanted in my life, I would be very, very disappointed and upset. And it would mean that I would always be beating myself up, because the minute I didn't hit a goal or a target, I would just fall into a heap and start blaming myself and go into some pity party. And I've changed my perspective to be a lot happier in my life while I'm doing this journey. And also, we've been able to achieve some really great goals as well in the meantime. So I focus more on enjoying the process on the way to achieving your goals. It's not what you get that's going to make you happy, but it's going to be who you become. Now, I had a lady that I was coaching, and she really wanted this goal. She's like, Luke, I want to make, you know, it was like 20 grand this month in my coaching business. And I want to, you know, I'm happy to work hard, but I really need to get this goal. And this person put in so much effort. They were like doing all these posts every day on social media. They were writing to a lot of people. They were getting probably about 4 or 5 hours sleep a night over this 3-week period. And she was getting all these people. I think she got like 150 registrations for this masterclass, for this challenge that she was doing. And then she ran this challenge and she invited people to book calls. She got quite a high number of book calls, right? But what happened was, is when she took the calls, because she came from a place of lack, as in that there was something missing from her and she was only going to be fulfilled and happy if she got this goal, she came from the wrong energetic place. And I believe that people could feel that on the calls. And from feeling that on the calls, nobody bought. Nobody bought. And after nobody bought, then what she did was, is she then got very upset and disappointed and fell in a heap and just crashed and burned and didn't want to do anything anymore. What is the problem here? Is because you have to find a way to enjoy the process along the way. Otherwise, you're going to go crazy. Now, there was a book called Mindset by a lady named Carol Dweck. And she said what separates those who stay stuck versus those who succeed is the value they place on effort. Now, those who stayed stuck, they had a very low value on effort. As soon as they started putting effort into their goals or effort into learning something or doing something that would make them successful, just because they had to put in a lot of effort or had to put in effort, they made some story in their mind that meant they weren't intelligent or there was something wrong with them or some disempowering meaning that stopped them from putting in more effort. And they started to create some negative limiting stories about themselves because they had to put in effort to learn something. If you've never learned tech before, you've never learned how to do Facebook advertising or how to do TikTok or YouTube, right? It's not supposed to be easy, right? It's gonna take time to learn things. Now, those who succeeded, they had a high value on effort. And that meant that they were happy to invest time, energy, and focus to learn the skills that they needed to be successful. And because they said, well, if I'm putting in this time, that means that I'm going to be rewarded, and that means that I've got a great positive approach to this, they were willing to put in the effort. And because of that, they succeeded. I know early on I did not get rewarded for handing out flyers on the street. Right? I handed out about 50 to 100 flyers a day to random shops and businesses. It just didn't work. But then I got rewarded later on. So early on, you're not going to get rewarded a lot for the effort. But that's why it's important to stay the distance. So if you're watching this right now, stay the distance no matter what. And if you'd like to learn more about how you can create success and really transform your mindset, then we have a course called Neurotransformation Therapy. And in that course, we're going to show you how to master yourself, master influence, communication, sales, leadership, so you can really become a successful producer and performer in whatever that you want. I really thank you for watching this video. Please make sure you subscribe and leave a comment. I look forward to hearing what you think. See you in the next video.